Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, August 20th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, the Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on that little chat now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register with Blog Talk Radio. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I'd also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today and joining us on this fun Friday episode of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We're all going to be with you today live for a short period of time. My plate overfloweth, if you will. what we're going to do is, as always, for Fun Friday, we're going to give away some great prizes. But first, it's time to welcome my partner in all of this, as far as promoting backyard poultry all across the world, poultry advocate and author, the one and the only, Pat Forman.
Yeah, hey, Whisper. You know, I know what you mean about your plate overfloweth, and I've had the darndest day. I was wondering before I logged on if you had these kind of days. I got up really early, and I sat down, and I couldn't hold my focus. So I get up, and I go play with the chickens. I let them out. I come back. I sit down. Going to do some more work. Can't hold my focus. So the cat comes in. Any distraction will do at this point. So I've had a totally distraction day, and I've decided it's a play day. I just can't stand the computer any further or think about things anymore. So I think I'm just going to hop away and go to the Virginia State Fair today and just play there at the fairgrounds. So you've got more you got to do, though. You got to hold your focus, do you?
Yeah, speaking of holding the focus here, every time I log on into the chat, my font is different. And so I was trying to message over to Christina about the trick and trivia questions today, and it's just crazy font that I can't even read. So I know she can't read it. So I'm trying to switch that as we speak, because it just picks some kind of weird out there font that looks, I don't know, I can hardly even read it. So I'm trying to get that changed up. But I think that
I thought you said thought. That you were having some weird, crazy thought, and you just couldn't get it over to Christina. That's the way my mind's been working today. I go, well, he's having trouble with his thoughts. There's a font. Oh, who cares?
There we go.
Your old font.
My goodness gracious. It was, I love Comic Sans and I like the blue. Anyway, that's here nor there, but it was in something that nobody could ever read. So, and I didn't want them to think that, wow, what's up with the Chicken Whisperer today? But yeah, it's, yesterday I thought I was just going to keel over. It was, one of the busiest days I've had probably in my entire life, and stressful and getting things done and dealing with the book and the publisher and the Chicks for Charity and everything else that's here on my desk shipping. Ready for this, folks? Hopefully you follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer. If you don't, I'm going to go ahead and make this announcement now. Because the last month has just been overly whelming and with busy and organization for me. And I went to the website to go ahead and ship out some things that I knew that I was waiting to get some things in, some special order things that aren't normally ordered. And I finally got them in, and I went to go ship. And I'm telling you, Pat, I mean, normally I have a very, very good memory. I couldn't remember, as I looked at the whole list of orders, I could not remember what had shipped out and what not. I didn't mark it shipped.
No.
I'm telling you, I looked at an address, and I'm like, I'm probably 99% positive I shipped that, but I do not know. And then I looked at another address, and I'm thinking, God, that sounds so familiar. But when you're shipping things all over the United States almost every day, the address I found is starting to bleed together in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
So,
don't you use a computer? Pro or something?
Yeah, I do, but I didn't mark it as ship. So what I did was I just, you know, and good or bad, I posted it on Facebook last night, and I just basically for the entire month of August shipped everything out again. I told people, I said, you know what, I would rather have lots of people happy and thrilled and delighted they got two T-shirts instead of one than one person who is having to send me an email, never got my order, where is it? You know, even though on our website it says please allow 30 days to receive your order for shipping and processing and whatnot, because I do this myself, my wife and I, and Christina helps me out, so it's not like we have a fulfillment center that does all this. So, and I like that because I can, you know, do quality control. and know what's going in and out. But at the same time, it's just the first time that's happened. And so I just sent everything that anybody ordered in August out again this morning. And so some people are going to be getting 2 T-shirts or 2 coffee mugs or this, that. Not everybody, but I think some people will be getting double orders. And I said, look, just keep it. I'd rather have you be happy that you got 2 things instead of not receiving 1, and then I'd hear it, and then they may not order again. So, you know, what the heck. So you may be getting, if you ordered something in August, you may be getting 2 packages. You may get one in 3 days and 4 days apart. But just keep it. Give it to a friend. You know, pass it on, whatever the case that you may want to do. So, yeah, that's the kind of day it was yesterday. And it's just been busy. I had 250 chicks come in this morning. Got that phone call about 8:15 from a local post office. These are the first 250 of 1,100 chicks that are coming in before next Friday for our big Chicks for Charity event, which will be held next Saturday, August 28th, in downtown Decatur, the city of Decatur here in Atlanta. And let's see, we got in today 2 shipments, one from a Cackle Hatchery and one from Belt Hatchery. And we've got, let's see, it looks like we had in, we had 150 New Hampshire Reds come in, and then we had a mixture. We had 100 of mixture between Bard Rock, Buff Orpington, and Rhode Island Reds come in. So I want to thank, as they come in, I'll let everybody know. But today's order was from Cackle Hatchery and Belt Hatchery. They are donating the chicks of part of the 1,100. I'll be getting another order from Belt, I believe, next week, Belt Hatchery. But I'll let you know as we get the as the birds in, who they're coming from, who's supporting us. All the proceeds are going to go to the East Atlanta Kids Club, which is like a Boys and Girls Club, but locally here in the East Atlanta area, doing great things for kids. And so all proceeds, it'll be donation driven. At the Chicks for Charity event, we've got a mobile store, we've got USDA vet on site overseeing the whole nine yards, and looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting live from there if all goes well, so we'll keep you posted on that. So I had foster parent last year, Pat, and no, you've heard this, Jen and I, out of the 900 chicks we had donated, we kept 700 here at the house. And so this year, with everything else that we've got going on, we've decided to, of course, with our close to 1,200 members of our meetup group, we've got foster parents, thank goodness, that are coming and taking 50 here, 100 there, 150 here, 200 there. So we've got foster parents all over the city right now and through next week, and then we'll all be converging on the downtown Decatur next weekend for our Chicks for Charity event. So we've got that going on. I want to let everybody know that today's secret password is yoke. Today's secret password is yoke, if you happen to be playing along with our password collection for Poultry Protection Chicken Coop Contest. Today's password is yoke. But so, yeah, all this stuff that's going on, it's just been I love it. I love what I do, so it's not like a day's worth of work, even though I'm working very hard. I've got a, and you're familiar with this, Pat, but yesterday my publisher sent back my first chapter, the brooding chapter, and let's see, I don't think I've seen so much red since my final exams in high school.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, it's, I was thinking, great. No, it's, she warned me. She said, look, this is typical, and it's not like, it's not any more than probably any other chapter from any other author, but this, when it's the first time you, when the first time you see this as a newbie, and you see all this red and all these lines through things, through this, you know, through Word, I forget what it's called, and there's things over to the side and little buttons over here, and she's like, don't, you know, just, you'll see what I suggest and what things I've changed and things you need to add and here and there, but it was definitely overwhelming. I said, no, I was having flashbacks from high school with all the red ink all over my paper. I was like, no.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know exactly the feeling you're talking about. Yeah, you can put, sir, I can put everything. I think, okay, this is the best of the best, the best I can do, and you send it in and it comes back, you know, like it's been tie-dyed in red. It's like, oh. Yeah. Oh, dear. It's just, you got to go through it. The way out's the way through. Sorry.
I'm like, you know, the
that's
time
why we get the big bucks.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought this. I haven't told him. I said, you know, if you probably could have written this whole chapter the way you wanted it based on the time it took you to correct everything.
And but I hate to tell you this, Whisper, but this is just the first go-round. Every time you get it back, you have more to look forward to.
Thanks, appreciate it. My little, oh geez. So no, I love my publisher. It's great learning experience, and what a challenge, and I'm totally up to that. So, but a shorter show today, probably. We may make it an hour, but I want to give some prizes away, and then we'll head on so I can just Chicks for Charity, the whole nine yards, everything's going on. But today, of course, being Friday, is Fun Friday, and every Friday is sponsored by Randall Berkey Company. Believe it or not, Bob gave Peach the day off today. I don't know if she she oh, poor Peach. I don't know if she requested the day off or no, she did, because she told me yesterday when I was calling in to confirm today. She's got a long weekend, so I am going to be sharing with you, not probably as graciously as Peach from Randall Berkey, but let them know their special of today for all of our listeners. And we're giving some of these away a little bit later in the show. But the Chicken Whisperer special at randallberkey.com through the weekend is their Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation. It is normally $9.99, so it's right at $10, and you'll get 20% off that. That'll bring it down to $8. So it's normally $9.99. I guess it'll come down to $7.99. It's 20% off this one item, Happy Hen Treats, and it's the Sunflower Sensation. And so you can get this deal by going to randallberkey.com. When their homepage opens up, just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the Chicken Whisperer special down at the very bottom. Click on it, and the Happy Hen Treats will come up, and you just type in the key code or the coupon code Whisper, and you'll automatically get 20% off this particular item. We're also going to be giving away a bottle of the 2-pound bottle of the Sunflower Sensation and a pack of the Mealworm Frenzy, the mealworms from Happy Hen Treats for Randall Berkey a little bit later in the show, and we get to chicken trivia. So definitely go by. You can call and get this. Just mention Whisper, and you can get it online. Just go to randallberkey.com and click on at the very bottom, Chicken Whisperer Special, 20% off that one item. And, of course, anytime you order 24/7, 7 days a week, whether you call in or whatnot, other than this special, by using the key code Whisper, you get 10% off your entire order by using the key code Whisper at randallberkey.com. So I wanted to share that with you, and a little bit later we'll be getting to that. Chickens in the news. You know, everybody's kind of going crazy right now, and we've been talking about it here as well, and that's the salmonella outbreak for these eggs, and the number keeps climbing. The number of states affected keep climbing. The illnesses keep climbing. And whatnot. So they even last night on the news, I just saw a snippet of about the Iowa egg producer, and this is, I guess, not official, but I just heard a snippet, and so don't quote me on this, but it was like, and you always hear this when, I don't care what company you are, you always hear this, and it may mean squat, but again, it said, oh, they've been fined, they've been, you know, written up, they've had these violations in the past, this violation in the past, and you know, by no means am I advocating big, the big, poultry egg suppliers and good and the bad and the ugly. That's not what today's all about. But I don't know of a big company that doesn't occasionally from OSHA come in and have this that needs to be changed or that need to be changed. I kind of carry that with a grain of salt, if you will, regarding, oh, they have this history, that history, unless it's just totally overwhelming. And we saw that with the miners in West Virginia, this miner some of those were over the top, but just because news media, for whatever reason, comes out and says, oh, well, they have a history of this, or they've been cited for this, or they've got this paperwork. You know, I carry that with a grain of salt until I got the factual information. Because any big, large corporation probably has some of those, and small as well. I mean, how many times have you ever gone to a restaurant and you see the score is 92 or 95 or 88 or 89? So it's, I've judged that very carefully until I can see it from my own eyes, what that really means, and putting it in perspective and what those specifics are. I mean, it might be something like, the vending machine in the break room wasn't wiped down or something. I mean, you just never know with some of these studies, but it makes good news when they say, oh, they've been cited for this, that, and the other in the history. We've actually, so you know what I'm saying, Pat? Does that make sense? It just, not advocating it, but at the same time, it just, I just always am really careful about judging based on just a news snippet about violations. We don't know what that means.
That's right. There's always two sides to every story. Every single time there's two sides or more to every story. But still, if you're going to tell a story, tell a good one. I mean, at least it gets everybody's attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Al C. Gave me a note here in the chat room. Says, Andy, this guy really isn't a very good producer. I live in Iowa. I guess he's familiar. He's seen the news on it, maybe locally, which is maybe better news than we're getting nationwide here in Atlanta. So, mm-hmm. we've had the commercial producers on. We've shared the stories, but that's the first thing I thought of yesterday, Pat, when I saw that, and I was like, we found that this particular producer has violations of history of this or that or the other, and I'm just like kind of rolling my eyes. I said, show us the proof, show us what they are, let us judge. Either way, it's a bad situation. Almost 400 million eggs that are being recalled. And of course, from my understanding, if you cook the eggs, if you're scrambling it, everything's, it's going to kill it. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But think about the people who crack those eggs in cake batter and then give the cake batter remnants to their kids. Here you go, lick this as they're baking the cake. Or they maybe make cookie dough and it's in cookie dough and they eat raw cookie dough and they eat the raw egg and they get sick. Or how many people like runny eggs or, soft cooked eggs or, there's all that potential that we sometimes don't think about, just other than just, hey, I thought if you cooked it, everything will be fine. But there are all these other things that raw egg, mayonnaise, for example, and other things, I guess, that you put raw egg in, or non-cooked egg, I should say. So 400 million eggs. And somebody asked me today, I was at UPS shipping some things out, and he said, we were just talking, and he said, so what do you think about this big recall? And I said, I said to him, another great reason to keep your own backyard chickens, don't you think? And mm-hmm. not that you would be exempt from that, but at the same time, at least you know where your food's coming from, where the problem is, if you had a problem, how to treat the problem, you're treating the problem. And it's not at the level of 400 million being affected versus maybe your two dozen you get every week out of your backyard. So that's chickens in the news. You can see that on our Facebook page as well. Scroll down here and see a few more.
Hey, Whisper, here's just a little statistic I just Googled on the Internet. It says that under the trivia for eggs, in 2005, they estimate that the U.S. produced 90 billion, with a B, eggs, 90 billion eggs. So 40 million isn't that much compared to the total egg production of the U.S.
Yeah,
I mean,
400
it's a lot.
Billion. Yeah, 400 million, and with how many billions did you say, Pat?
90 billion. That's in 2005.
Right. And of course, a lot of those are probably actually going to the vaccine companies that create vaccines, the flu vaccine and the other vaccines. I bet that also includes the millions and millions of eggs that are needed and used solely for vaccines, both for public and the military, and stockpiling the vaccines and things like that. So I bet a lot of those, that number includes also the number of eggs needed. And I forget, I saw a number at one time of how many eggs are needed yearly for vaccines. And it was staggering, the number of eggs that don't even make it to the plate that are strictly for the creation of vaccines. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. Hadn't thought about that at all. Let's see. Well, it doesn't hardly come up as statistically significant when I really punch out the numbers. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, of course, you get me so excited. Our whole food supply system really needs to be more towards healthy rather than just convenient and profitable, I think. But
mm-hmm.
we're both on the same stand on that issue.
Yeah.
Local foods,
yeah.
We're promoting local foods and healthy foods and grown in healthy soils to give us healthy offspring for the future. I mean, our future generations really count on us to give them healthy food today.
Yeah, well, you see it all the time. We had that huge, huge peanut butter recall a year ago, mm-hmm. last year, mm-hmm. here in Georgia. We've had the lettuce recall, the prepackaged lettuce recall. They thought it might have been green chilies, I guess, that were recalled that started. They talked about Taco Bell a couple of years. It's just one after the other, after the other, after the other. And I don't know the number. I can't tell you. I saw an article the other day that said 3%. Of something the farms feed all of America or something like that, these huge mega farms. And, that you see studies like, one out of 50 organic farms are actually inspected yearly by the USDA. You see all this. You don't know what's true and what's not true unless you see it in front of your face. But, it is worrisome with our food supply. And, of course, I think everybody who listens to this show can agree that the more you can do for yourself in your backyard, on your property, the better we'll all be.
Absolutely. or supporting your local growers that do that. I mean, I know this year my garden went to pot with the heat and everything, but I'm sure they're every week at the farmers markets because I want to keep that money local and I want to buy their foods because I know they're healthier and they're fresher. So yeah, we don't have to do it all ourselves. Thank goodness.
Right.
Yeah.
Alcee was asking, educate us on what the reason is for salmonella getting into the eggs. Not too many years ago, eggs were the most sanitary food in the world. Of course, somebody yesterday on our Facebook page said they just moved back over here from Europe. I forget which country. You can probably see it on our Facebook page. And he said he was over there for about 8 years, and he said he just got used to eggs being non-refrigerated. You go into the store, and they're just sitting on a shelf. Just sitting on a shelf there, and then we freak out if it's under 45 degrees and all these, and we're, you know, they're basically from what people say is, you know, we're bleaching our white eggs so they look pretty and killing everything, and the shell's porous. What's actually getting in? You know, you have all these things that are going on with that, and that over in Europe the eggs are just sitting on the counter. But I will tell you, I've questioned this before myself. Whenever I go into any Waffle House, I'll notice, and I've asked them before, that the eggs are just sitting right above the grill, a little bit higher than the head of the chef or the cook there at the Waffle House. And when I questioned him on that, I said, you know, I know it's not 45 degrees in here and the heat rises. So I know those eggs up there can't be, you know, how, and of course, you know, it's done it at every Waffle House I've ever been in and they get inspected. So I'm guessing it's approved. And I think the justification that I got may not be official justification, but I got from the store was that they go through them so quickly that they, by the time, just about the time they replenish that basket, they're replenishing it again from the refrigerator, and they never drop, you know, below what temperature they're supposed to be. But my understanding, Al, is that that it can be passed to the egg from the hen, and it can be from what Dr. McCray talked about, I believe, yesterday. Now, here's the cool thing: this coming Wednesday, which is going to be Wednesday the 25th. Well, it's another episode of Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. He is the founder of First State Vet Supply. We had already scheduled this before this outbreak occurred, but he's going to be talking about Salmonella pylorum. Talked to him yesterday, and he was very excited about the show coming up Wednesday. He said, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to get educated. We're going to figure out how it ends up in the egg, what the risk is, whether you cook it or just, you know, put it in a smoothie raw, the whole nine yards and where it comes from, how the whole nine yards. So next Wednesday, of course, we'll be advertising this like crazy. Peter Brown will be on. We'll be talking about salmonella, not only just with this egg recall, but in our backyard flocks and what the risk is, how to prevent it, what how to recognize it, the whole nine yards, so that we got something to look forward to for next Wednesday, which we're definitely going to have fun with. We're always glad to see him. Real quick, before I forget, want to remind you, until midnight tonight, this special offer has been going on since Tuesday, but until midnight tonight, now that I got my act together, you will get a free bumper sticker and Chicken Whisperer wristband. So for every T-shirt purchase you make at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. The stickers, I think, are $4. The wristbands are $1, so it's a $5 value. You'll get a free Chicken Whisperer bumper sticker, free Chicken Whisperer wristband for every T-shirt that you buy. You buy two T-shirts, you'll get two bumper stickers and two wristbands. That's just until midnight tonight. It's been going on since Tuesday. I want to remind everybody of that. We'll run those specials on occasion. Chickenwhisperer.com. You can get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear there. Let's see if we have any other chickens in the news. If not, we'll go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll start having some chicken trivia, and we'll give away 3, 4, 5 things here.
I've got just one little chickens in the news here, if I can find it here on my desk. It has to do with hearing. I mean, I don't know about you, Whisper, but I want to be happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead, and I want to hear the whole way, even when I get into my 90s or 100s. But this is a little shocking, but I've been suspecting it for quite a while. It says one out of five teenagers are suffering hearing loss. About 2% of U.S. teens are suffering hearing loss, and the problem has increased significantly in recent years. The study, which examined data on thousands of 12 to 19-year-olds nationwide, just 12 to 19-year-olds, found that the prevalence of hearing loss increased almost 20% during the year 2000, between 2005 and 2006. And most of the hearing loss was labeled as slight, for example, not being able to hear water dripping, but this is funny. Researchers don't focus on the reasons But one suggests the teens were damaging their hearing by listening to loud music through the head, the little earbuds and headphones. I mean, it's it's affecting me, their hearing loss, because I've been to a couple of parties where all of a sudden it seems like people are kind of shouting at me, and I realize it's not because I can't hear, it's because they can't hear. So I have to go to a quieter place. But, boy, be careful, you guys, that you're hearing, because it's a bummer not to go, what'd you say? I see it with my mom, and it's just so frustrating for her not to be able to hear or without her hearing aid.
Jen's dad's hard of hearing, and he occasionally has his in. So a lot of times it's not, and yeah, you feel for him, but it is sometimes aggravating. But you know, I'm surprised that you mentioned it, since we're on the subject, that the number of people I see walking around at bookstores or at the grocery store, and even driving, and that's a totally separate scary issue, with these earbuds in. And listening to their iPods, I'm guessing they listen to their music, which is great. But at the same time, you know, the 24/7 or many hours of the day with those earbuds in, cranked up, listen to whatever music that they're listening to. And but even driving, it's very scary. I don't know. I thought it was illegal to drive with, I guess not now because you have the earbuds for the cordless phones, but to listen to music with headphones on because of the lack of audibility from horns, from sirens, from fire trucks, police cars, ambulances. So I thought it was illegal to have to drive with like music headphones on, but they just passed the law July 1st here in Georgia. No texting while driving. You can still talk on your cell phone, hands free or not hands free, but there's no texting. If they catch you texting, it'll be a $150 fine and 1 point on your record. And so I'm thinking, how do they identify? I guess it's pretty obvious if you're texting, you're driving down the road, your thumb's going, typing, but, I'll raise my hand, I'm guilty, right off the bat, I'm guilty, and I shouldn't, and I don't do it often, but the occasional, not really texting, but just maybe checking email, I'm not typing and writing letters and returning emails, but I may check email, so I'm guilty on occasion, I'm honest, and I'll tell you that, but it's, sometimes I'll be calling somebody, and I'll have to scroll down, find their number, and like, how does he know I'm texting or if I'm actually using my telephone to call? Because you got to pull up the number to call somebody. You have to type in the number, unless it's on speed dial, to make a phone call. So I would really like to know notice. Okay, am I dialing my number to call? Or am I actually typing an email? And how would that officer know if I'm – because I can use my phone. I can make phone calls. I can call people. I can dial the number and call. But I just can't texting while driving. So I would wonder how they – and then, of course, every police car has a laptop. And if I had a dime for every time I've seen them actually typing on their laptop, we had laptops in our ambulances the eight, nine years that I was actually a medic. And so, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. How are they going to justify that? I can just hear it now. Well, we're trained. No, you're not. Okay, go down to the EVOC down at the Georgia State Public Safety Academy. They're not training you how to type on the laptop and swerve and miss cars while you're running. So it's kind of think of a little bit of a double standard. How do they justify that? But let alone texting. Man, we're talking about all kinds of great things on Friday. I guess it's Open Mic Friday. All kinds of great things other than backyard poultry. But we talked about the earbuds and of course. Someone was saying that they listen to a lot of times my show via the iPod versus, listen to the podcast of my show. Of course, I'm not screaming and yelling and have lots of, well, sometimes I do, but that just depends on what the day is. But, the loud music, the drums, the cymbals, the guitars, so I guess that would have an effect on your hearing as well. So, so AC was like back when he was on the PD 15 years ago, it was illegal for even earbuds. I don't know what the law is now either, Al, but I thought so at one point it was illegal to do that based on listening to traffic, the horns, the sirens, and things like that. So, hey, you know what? We're going to go to commercial break, try to get back on topic here. Host chat has lasted long enough. We're going to give away some great prizes here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you missed it, I've already given the password collection for Poultry Protection Password today. So if you missed it, you're just tuning in, you'll have to go back and listen to the archive and get that password. And I'll explain the contest here in a minute. But first, we're going to go to commercial break, and we come back. Stay tuned because we're going to give away some awesome prizes to some of our listeners. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this short break.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Crazy fool.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is Fun Friday, and let me tell you, it's any topic but chickens, it seems like, today, Pat, but we're having a good time, and we're going to get into chicken trivia right now, but it's, you know, Friday's the time to lay back and tell folks what's on our mind. Let them, you know, notice the chat room, had lots of folks in there chatting, having a good time, and talking about all kinds of great things, so that's what Friday's about, time to just kind of get laid back. Want to let everybody know, next week's schedule. This coming Monday, we've got the American Poultry Association that's going to be on, talking about everything, about upcoming shows and things that are going on with the American Poultry Association. That's Monday. Tuesday, we're going to welcome the SPPA, Christine Heinrichs. We're going to be talking about jungle fowl. Wednesday, of course, I told you, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. We'll be talking all about salmonella. Thursday, Back Home Magazine with Richard Frudenberger, talking about coyotes. And then, of course, next Friday, ManaPro introduction. Jennifer Honacki, who's the director of marketing, is going to be joining us next Friday and telling us all about their great products and what we've got planned for the partnership of ManaPro and the Chicken Whisperer through the rest of the year and 2011 Chick Days, so and all their great stuff that they got over at ManaPro. So we got a full week lined up for you next week. We do hope you can join us. Now, I will pre-warn everybody that I haven't really looked at these trivia questions yet. I just have my piece of paper where I'm supposed to write down the winner so I can give them a call and get all their shipping information, and that's about it. So don't blame me, but this is the questions that I've got, and I want to start giving away some prizes. First prize we're going to give away, we'll give away that Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. That's what we'll do first, and we'll do the Sunflower Sensation first. Let me go ahead and get this down, because sometimes I get the prizes mixed up. Sunflower. And let me get down here to the first question here. Some of these are really interesting, Pat, and if you've got a couple you can sound off on here in a minute, that'll be great. Let's see.
You've been coming up with really good ones.
This is a really good one. Christina does such a great job. Boy, yeah. I can imagine my plate would be not just overfloweth, but it would have been crushed by now with stuff if I couldn't pass it on to her. She's doing a great job. Thank you very much. Okay, here's the first question. First, let me give you the call-in number. You regular listeners, I don't know why you don't have it on a sticky note sitting on your computer, because it never changes. 347-637-3237. This is going to be fun. 347-637-3237. If you're not in the chat room but listening live, call if you know the answer to this. We're going to take caller number. I think a lot of people will know this one or can figure it out or look for it. So I'm going to take caller number 10. Caller number 10, if you know the answer, will win the Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation. All righty. The chicken was once considered a sacred animal. What did the chicken symbolize? The chicken was once considered a sacred animal. What did the chicken symbolize? If you know the answer to that question, 347-637-3237. She has posted the question into the chat room. The chicken was once considered a sacred animal. What did it symbolize? If you know the answer to that, we'll take caller number 10. You'll win those Happy Hen Treats Sunflower Sensation from RandallBerkey.com. Shipped right to your front door. Your chickens are going to love them. Mine do. They absolutely go crazy for both the Sunflower Sensation and the mealworms. What chicken wouldn't want a nice mealworm or some Sunflower Sensation? So we'll see who we have who to call. I didn't know this. I have seen this question before. I have read the answer before. Could I have guessed it knowing I read it a while back? Maybe, maybe not. How about you, Pat?
Yeah, I have heard this question before, and the other thing that I remember is some little trivia is the Roman soldiers used to have roosters as part of their sacred symbols for their conquering. But my question is now, who considered it this sacred symbol? What culture was it? So. That's what I'm looking up right now, because I don't remember which one it was. By whom?
Let's say this. We'll make it a two-part. If they know by whom, we'll throw in a Chicken Whisperer bumper sticker.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Now I'm literally looking for it. I got to find it now. Huh.
So... 347-637-3237, waiting for the switchboard to light up. The chicken was once considered a sacred animal. What did the chicken symbolize? We're looking for that. And in whom, like Pat said, in whom considered that or come out with this? So Happy Hen Treats, if you know the original answer, the question, and then the bumper sticker, if you know the second part of the question. Come on, folks, got to call in if you want to win. Caller number 10, we're edging up there.
There's a reference here, Whisper, it's eco-feminism. It considers the chicken a sacred symbol. I'm not sure how valid that is, but it's an interesting article. Thinking like a chicken, and it's for the feminine connection. But anyway. That's good, good. I don't know who used to consider the chicken that sacred symbol that we're looking for. My guess would be the Romans or the Egyptians, but that's just a guess.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. I know the chicken has been sacrificed. It's used as sacrifice in the sacred ceremonies all across the world. But I don't know about with this particular sacred symbol, what culture it is.
Probably fertility. They're sacrificed here at my house at 350 degrees on occasion.
Oh, dear. I have one hen, one of my favorite hens. I caught her egg eating, and I'm just beside myself trying to figure out what to do. I mean, I know Professor McCrae says you just got a capital punishment. That's it. I mean, no forgiving for egg eating. That's the one thing, but darn, she's a good hen, and so I'm going to separate her out and see if I can't just reprogram that little bird brain of hers so that she doesn't go for the egg.
You just made me think of something that my dad's always asked me or has commented on as long as I can remember. He said this, but and you've probably heard people say it too, but what was the first person who ever ate an egg thinking? What were they thinking? I mean, here's this animal walking around, this bird, and next thing you know, this egg, which who knows, they even knew what to call it an egg, this thing comes out of the rear end of this chicken that they saw wandering through their yard, and then all of a sudden said, I think I'm going to eat that. You know,
well,
think about it.
Yeah, you kind of wonder how food. In fact, Michael Pollan goes into that a little bit about how we select our foods, and in his book, The Omnivore's Dilemma. But I think it was a much braver person to eat the first lobster. I mean, when you think about what that thing looks like with all the long legs and the antennas and everything, Yeah, there's a funny comment in the chat room, Whisper, because there's the rooster symbolizes unwanted city councils.
That's about right. That's about
yeah.
Right. Okay, we are up to caller number 10, so I just have to get over here and go to the switchboard and bring them live. It took a little while, I guess. Google and Yahoo are and Bing are running a little bit slow. I guess people didn't have a chance or couldn't find it there and doing the search engine, so they must be running a little bit slow. So we're going to go live to the switchboard right now. You're live with Andy and Pat on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Caller calling from area code 360-360. If you'll state your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Kathy Montoya from Washington State.
Hey, Kathy. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, do you have the answer to this one? Oh,
it means good luck. Luck?
Well,
nope, that's not what I have. Nope, it was the chicken was once considered a sacred animal. What did the chicken symbolize? And I do not have good luck in front of me. Yeah, if you found that somewhere on the internet, definitely email it to me. I'd like to see that. And but because there may be more than one answer we found on the radio show. But Kathy, bottom line is thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for playing. And we've got three or four more of these, so you'll be able to call in and maybe try to win something else.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Kathy.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to the next number. Give me a second, because now I'm going to have to erase that number and go to the next one. And it looks like it's a local number here in Georgia. And if 10 doesn't work, we go to caller number 11. Y'all know that, long-time regular listeners. All righty, we're going to the phone lines. Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, calling from area code 404. You're live on the radio. If you'll state your name, and we know you're calling from Georgia.
This is Callie Corley.
Hey, Callie.
Hey, Callie,
good for you.
Okay, I've got a multi-answer here. It symbolizes the sun, but they were sacred to the Romans, sacred to Mars, the god of war.
So, how about that?
Okay.
How about that, Andy?
The sun is correct, and I believe the Romans is correct as well. So, don't know much about Mars, except I think we sent a car up there to Mars to ride around and collect data. And if you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona for you, because if my cell phone doesn't work, let alone send a car to Mars, give me a break. Okay. if I have a bad internet connection. My cell phone doesn't even work half the time. You expect me to think we got a car on Mars? It's probably got big super swamp mud grip tires on it, too.
All right. Redneck.
Okay. Well, Kelly, that's correct. So you're going to get this bottle of Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey, and you answered them both. So you're going to get a T-shirt as well. In fact, I'm trying to think the next chicken show you're going to be at that I might be at, and I can just bring it, and you can pick it up there.
September 11th. I'm going to the one in Dalton or whatever in Calhoun. So you can bring it there if you want.
You're not going to make it to Chicks for Charity? Got a busy Saturday schedule?
This Saturday?
No, next Saturday, the 28th, for Chicks for Charity in Decatur.
Well, I've got more out-of-town company coming. Everybody loves to come see me, so this is the only weekend I have off.
No problem. Well, I may just mail it to you. I'm always mailing things out, so it'll be easy. Well, I'll call you after the show. And Actually, you're on Facebook. If you'll just Facebook message me your shipping address, we'll get you out that T-shirt, and I'll send it on to Peach at Randall Berkey and get you those that sunflower sensation.
Yeah, that'll last like 5 minutes here, but somebody special, only the special chickens will get it.
There you go. Yes. Oh, no. Now, wait a minute, Pat. You need to chime in. Everybody gets the treat.
Everybody gets one sunflower. That's right.
Not just the winners, not just the ones that are special. Everybody gets the treat.
But I've got over 200 chickens. Come on.
Everybody gets
need more treats. I need a truckload of that stuff.
Just one sunflower to each bird, that's it.
I've got some special chickens that'll get it, so. But I'll send you everything on the Facebook.
Yeah, please do. That'll be great, and I'll get that over to you. Hey, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kelly.
All righty, I love it. Okay, let's go back over here to the chat where I've got my list of questions here, and we'll just go on down here to the second question and keep on rolling. This will be for the mealworms, for the mealworm frenzy part of the mealworms, Randall Berkey collection of Happy Hen Treats. And remember, through the weekend, you'll get 20% off the sunflower sensation if you use the key code WHISPER when you go to their website. Okay, let's see what the next one is. Remember, I have not pre-screened these, so I have no idea. So let's see here. Okay, this one, let's see, I'm going to save that one for the T-shirt. That one's a little bit easier. That one's not too bad. These are good. These are good. This will give everybody an opportunity to win. We've had some really hard ones, and this way you won't even have to get on Google. So here we go. Question number two. This is for the Mealworm Frenzy, Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. We'll do caller number 10 again because I think everybody's going to know this one. What is the process of replacing old feathers with new ones called? What is the process of replacing old feathers with new feathers called? Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. What's the process of replacing old feathers with new feathers called? This is for a nice bag. I think it contains, my OCD's kicking in, 3,250 mealworms. Ha! How about that? Not that I counted them, but I just have looked at the package many of occasions. And so from RandallBerkey.com, 3,250 mealworms. And so I guess if we did the math, if Kelly has 200 chickens, let's see, that would be
10 apiece.
5, 6, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. 10 mealworms apiece. There you go, Kelly. See, it can be done. If you
got to have them line up.
Yep, they all can, they all can be winners, Kelly. So everybody will get 10. They'll get. Oh man,
you're getting the hang of this. You got it.
I am. I'm absolutely okay. Here we go. Man, that was quick. I love it when people know the question. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting more sophisticated with the questions, Whisper, because they used to all be pretty easy.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So, let's see. You're in queue, actually, number one, Pat. So I know this, and I watch it to be fair. So really, caller number 10 is caller number 11, because you're caller number one in the chat.
Now,
so
have you been consistent with this all through all the shows?
Yes.
Okay.
All the shows, yep. And because
I mean, you're in control.
I never want to be challenged, and that's why sometimes I wish that, other than the fact that everybody would see the phone numbers, I couldn't taking pictures with my BlackBerry or actually having the webcam where I can move it and show people, the people that call in, and how it actually says caller 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and goes all the way up to like 50 or 100 callers. So just other than, you know, privacy reasons, you know, I would show you. So, yeah, I'm very, very stickler about that, because I never want to be challenged. I always want to be very fair. And of course, this is you know, doesn't have to be that official, but I'd like it to, you know, like it to be. Okay, so technically, it's since you're number one, caller number 10 would be caller number 11. So I'm going to get this down, and I don't want to spoil it here, but I think this person's from your neck of the woods, Pat. Here we go. Alrighty, caller number 10. 540, you're on the air live. State your name and what part of Virginia are you calling from?
Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Front Row, Virginia.
Oh, Great Bags. Oh, no.
No,
Great Bags. Yeah, Great Bags is up in New York.
That's right. What's your name from Charlotte?
This is Charlotte from Front Row. Drop on.
Oh, your name is Charlotte. You're not from Charlotte, Virginia.
Right.
I just said they have a whole city named after you.
Drypon on the chat.
You're who on the chat?
Uh-huh.
Drypon?
Uh-huh. That's me.
Perfect.
You're Drypon. Oh, okay. Hey, good to hear your voice, Drypon.
It's smoking.
That is correct. Perfect, and I've got the mealworms down here for you, Charlotte, and what I'll do is, Charlotte, are you on Facebook?
Yep, I'm on Facebook, so I'll email you.
That's great. Just email me your shipping address. I'll get that over to peach@randallburkey.com, and you'll have 3,250 mealworms heading your way. You can distribute them amongst your chickens how you wish.
Oh, good. They'll like that.
They sure will, absolutely. Thanks so much for calling in, Charlotte.
Do I have time to ask a quick question, Whisper?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Charlotte, I always wondered, do you have a dry pond? Where'd you get your screen handle from?
Yep, I have a dry pond. So we call my place Dry Pond Farm right now.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for letting me win. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How about that?
Oh, that's funny. We're running out of time here. We've got less than a minute going.
I still got 30.
Oh, if we're going to stop at 1, you said we were stopping early today.
Well, let's give away. Maybe we'll do two more.
Oh, maybe okay. I'll just sit back and put my heels up.
You just never know what's going to happen. I love the radio show. Y'all relaxed me a little bit, and I'm having a good time. So let's see. We've got another question here. We'll just go until we run out of questions. Maybe. I love giving things away. The ever so popular, we'll do a Chicken Whisperer T-shirt, a Chicken Whisperer wristband, Power to the Poultry wristband, and a Chicken Whisperer bumper sticker. So a little prize pack from the Chicken Whisperer.
Nice.
What is the recommended? And you know, like I said, you hear different things, but for the most part, we understand. What is the recommended number of nesting boxes per hen ratio? What is the recommended ratio for the number of nesting boxes per hen? I'm going to reduce this down a little bit. We'll go to 7. Caller number 7. Since you're number 1, Pat, actually, it'll be caller number 8 as far as the number switchboard's concerned. But caller number 7 to 347-637-3237. And, Al, we actually broadcast an hour and a half now. Al was like, wow, a whole hour. Starting, I guess it was in the very first show we had in August, Monday, August the 2nd, we went to an hour and a half, a 90-minute show, because we just have so much material we like to get out to our listeners. We love to give the special guests, the experts in their field, all the time to educate us on whatever the topic may be. So we are now Monday through Friday, 90 minutes, an hour and a half. And yesterday, I thought I was going to have to start slapping some people around in the chat room, but they were talking about going to a two-hour show. And
oh,
I was like, shut your mouth.
Oh,
so,
no.
But I love it. But yeah, a 90-minute show, and I think that's a really good timing as far as people's work day, their work schedule, and the time we need to really get all the information out there for our special guests and our topics when we have their Kelly is one. Okay, Kelly, she's at it again, talking about 2 hours. I think I'm going to change that address to Randall Berkey to let's see, who can I send it to? She just forfeited her happy hand treat. Okay, let's see. Bam, here we go. We said caller number 7, so it's actually caller number 8. Hang on a minute.
Which is really 9.
CW package. Well, no, we said caller number 7. Which would be caller number
8.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's like, it reminds me of that scene in Smokey and the Bandit when he says, when they're talking about the CB, he says, when we go to 21, we don't go to 21, we go to channel 14. And when I say go to channel 11, we don't go to 11, we go to channel 4. I don't know if you ever, you know, all the Smokey and the Bandit fans out there know exactly what I'm talking about, but when he talks about when he pulls the beautiful 78 black Trans Am out of the back of the rig, and they're talking about the CB radios, and they were saying, yeah, we say go to channel 19, we're not going to channel 19, we're going to channel 6. If I say go to channel 10, we're not going to 10, we're going to 4. Okay, here we go. I'm not going to caller number 7, I'm going to caller number 8, which is actually caller number 7. Y'all follow one out there? All righty, caller calling in from area code 360. That's probably
what have you been moshing on? What have you been eating there? Whatever it is, pass them over. I want some too.
It's like, no wonder I forgot all the shipping I did in August. Who knows? I don't remember shipping that. Oh, well, I'll ship it again. Area code 360, you're live on the radio. Thanks for calling in. State your name and what state you're calling from.
This is Kathy again from Washington.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
From Washington State.
Washington State, yes.
Yep.
All righty.
Yep.
This is the CW package, which will be a T-shirt, a wristband, and a ever-so-popular bumper sticker. And let me get over here to the question, repeat it one more time, being all official. The recommended number of nesting boxes per hen ratio, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. What do you think
I know.
Is it
4?
It's 4. Yeah, I thought someone might say 3. I wasn't really sure, so what somebody might say. But, yes, that's the answer we have. So that's the big winning answer we're looking for. It would be 4 hens per nesting box is what we were looking for anyway. So congratulations. That's perfect. And yeah, no problem. And look, Kelly's sitting there in the chat room. Oh, you're welcome. Kelly just put in there, hey, Andy, can I have a wristband too? And, of course, she already lost her happy hen treats for wanting and mentioning the two-hour show, so I'm not sure if we should put in a wristband in her order or not. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll be nice and do that. But Kathy, thank you so much for listening.
She's a local
out there
listener.
Yeah, she is local. That's true. So she's a good time regular listener as well. Now I'm getting all kinds of folks, and I'm dropping my pen on the floor. But yeah, everybody in the chat room is like, give it to her, give it to her. She deserves it.
Yeah, give it to her.
Yeah, go ahead. Everybody's a winner, Whisper. So just give us all. Give everyone your wristband. So we can,
everybody
so we can
is
know
a winner.
How special we all are. Yes.
All righty, Kathy. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, it is one of those fun Fridays, let me tell you. All righty. Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, thank you. There's a little comment in the chat room. I didn't know this, but Dragon Egg says that if only three nest boxes are needed, or one nest box for every three silkies. So I didn't know silkies needed more room than hens, but apparently with silkies you need fewer nest boxes than you do with hens. Did I say that right?
I don't know.
Three silkies per nest box is what he was saying. Three silkies per nest box. I didn't know. I've never had a silkie yet.
I have a silkie, and it's a nice bird. A little bit high strung, but very nice. And okay, let's see. We're cooking along here. Let's keep on going here. I got these questions coming out of my ears. So, okay, this will be for a ManaPro prize package, which is going to include. It can include a lot of things. What it'll probably include is a $5 off coupon for ManaPro products. It'll probably include a ManaPro hat. Probably include a ManaPro koozie. Probably include a ManaPro wall thermometer, which is really cool. And maybe a golf towel. There'll be just all kinds of different ManaPro goodies in this prize pack. So it could be an arrangement of any of those things I just listed. It may not be all of those. It may be a combination of those. It may not include the hat, but include the wall. But anyway, an awesome ManaPro prize package. If you can tell me, actually, I want to add another one on here. There are really three ways of sexing baby chicks, day-old chicks. So I'm going to say name three methods of sexing day-old baby chicks. That's what we want to know. We're going to do caller number. Let's kick it up a notch, go to caller number 12. Caller number 12, if you can tell me at 347-637-3237, name three methods of sexing day-old baby chicks. I know there's one, there's two. Let's see.
It's whether they have a little pink or blue blankie when they come out. That way you know if
yeah, that'll work.
Male or female.
One way I guess is not really a method. It's more of a breeding process, I guess, if you will, than actually a method of doing that. So, but caller number 12, if you can name me kind of three methods of sexing day-old chicks, then you're going to walk away with a ManaPro prize package, and then this will probably wrap it up for today so we can get back to our busy, busy schedules. It is a fun Friday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We're so glad that you've joined us today. Got a packed week next week with awesome, awesome guests to come on the radio show, and we do hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend this weekend, and tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because Monday we will be welcoming the American Poultry Association to the show. So let me get over here to the switchboard as it is lighting up. Three ways you can actually sex day-old baby chicks, and two are actually methods. One may be more of a process of breeding, if you will, is what we're looking for. I think y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So that will win you a ManaPro prize package. And, of course, do follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer because we do have Facebook fan contests on Facebook quite a bit, sometimes two or three a night, sometimes every other day, sometimes once every 3 days. You just never know when we might have a Facebook fan contest. You just never know when we might have that. So there we go. We've got the lucky caller online. Well, we hope they're the lucky caller. We'll see if they know the correct answer. All righty. You are live on the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show with Andy and Pat. You're calling in from area code 970-970, if you'll state your name and what state you're calling from. They just hung up, so they're going to be very angry. There's about a 30-second delay on this, so if you called in from area code 970, you were live on the air, but for some reason you hung up the phone, or we got disconnected, or your battery went dead, or or you fell asleep, or you had just took a bite of peanut butter, banana, and mayonnaise sandwich, and you just couldn't talk.
You are loaded.
I'm not
you're making me hungry.
So we're going to go to a we got a couple of another local here. Let's go. I have a tendency, I think I know who this is, but if the caller doesn't win, we go to the very next caller. That's how it works here, which just happens to be area code 678. You're live on the radio show. If you'll state your name and where you're calling from.
Is this Phil from Alpharetta?
Phil from Alpharetta. Hello? This means that I will not have to pay for shipping. If you happen to actually win this, I can put it in my Chicken Whisperer tote bag, all the goodies, and walk it down to your home.
That would be sweet.
That would be sweet, yeah. So ManaPro prize package. And so we're really looking at three methods that you can actually sex day-old baby chicks or from, say, the hatchery, or if you're skilled, how to do it at the house. So what do you think the answer may be, my friend Phil?
Okay, well, according to my research, it's you can sex them by their feathers.
Mm-hmm.
You can sex them by their vent.
That's correct.
And the third one is by the pubic bone.
Interesting. I'm going to take you for your – Pat, I was thinking of a different one other than the pubic bone. That's that's different from me. But since Pat says everybody's a winner.
All right, Pat.
Well, yeah, the pubic bone, you probably have to feel it by that. I think of that as more in older hens, but I think you ought to give it to him anyway, Andy. But he's got definitely – I'm not sure how different the vent is from the pubic bone. In a baby chick, especially.
Yeah. We can give it to Phil. That's fine. We were looking for the breeding process if you get a sex-linked chicken, for example. So when they come out, for example, the roosters may be white, the hens may be red, kind of like with the Isa Browns and like Bard Rock, things like that, when you know exactly when they hatch what's male and what is female. So I was looking for sex link, and I'll have to do a little bit of research on like Pat said, it may be for the older birds based on the pelvic bone noticing and sexing those chicks. So I appreciate you calling, and number one, being a good friend and being a longtime listener, and it is Friday, so who knows, maybe we'll see you at Matilda's tonight.
Hey, great. Well, thanks, Andy. Keep up the good work, buddy. You do a great job of the show. You too, Pat.
Thank you, Phil.
Talk to you later.
Congratulations.
All right,
yeah.
That was my really good friend, Phil. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, there is a way, the wing feathers. I mean, maybe he was thinking about the feathers on the top of the head as a sex link, but there is a distinctive difference between the little wing feathers on males versus females in baby chicks. And I still have a hard time distinguishing it.
The three answers I had was vent sexing, feather sexing, and then, of course, sex link chickens, which is more of a way to a method of breeding that I said earlier on the show. So I was looking for really those three. You can sex link and then feather sexing. And then my understanding, Pat, and I may be wrong, but my understanding is that most people, if you just have a Rhode Island Red Hen and a Rhode Island Red Rooster and you hatch out the chicks, that most people probably would have a hard time feather sexing those. That the hatcheries that do feather sex, they have developed these breeds over decades, if you will, to be able to have that characteristic where it's very easy to feather sex those chicks that come out of these mating pair. So for example, if you had some Bard Rocks in the back or Rhode Island Reds, Silver Laced Wine, whatever the case may be, and they come out, feather sexing, unless it was maybe an expert with that breed, still may be very difficult to feather sex the chicks. Because my understanding is that with catcheries that do feather sex, they have created that line, if you will, to make the chicks much easier to feather sex versus just any old pair in your backyard. So that was what I've been told, my understanding. So take it with a grain of salt because I don't have that factual information sitting in front of me. But congratulations, Phil in Atlanta, Kathy in Washington, Charlotte in Virginia, and Kelly in Georgia. We had two Georgia winners, which is pretty odd. We normally have them from all over the country. And so I'm just going to, let me just give one more for you to ponder on here. Yeah, the third one, which we're not going to do, most people don't know this. What is the term used for using a light source to see inside an incubated egg? And we know that is, of course, candling. And to do that, you would use a candler. So that's what that was going to be our third question there. So, well, we really appreciate you joining us today. It was another fun Friday, just a real laid-back day. Pat and I just kind of chewing the fat, hanging out, talking about different subjects that may be on our mind. That y'all are doing that as well in the chat room. And so if you missed the secret password today, we did announce it earlier in the show. You'll have to listen to the archive. And we have issued 5 secret passwords this week for our password collection for poultry protection chicken coop contest sponsored by My Pet Chicken. They've given us a wonderful chicken coop valued at about $400. And what we're doing is every radio show up until Friday, September the 10th, sometime during the show, we'll be announcing a secret password. We'll just collect those passwords and then be the right caller on Friday, September 10th. Recite all 20 passwords and correctly, and you will win this beautiful chicken coop provided by MyPetChicken.com. And so that's the contest we have going on right now. I hope you all have absolutely a wonderful weekend and a blessed weekend with family and friends. We've got some friends coming down to spend the week with us, and so we'll be very excited to see them again. And we'll be back here with you Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank all of our sponsors. The baby chicks I got today, again, came from Cackle Hatchery and Belt Hatchery for our Chicks for Charity event, and all of our sponsors for the radio show. So we hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend, Pat. I hope you have a great and blessed weekend as well. And all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great weekend one more time. So, Pat, take it away.
Yeah, well, it certainly is a different and fun Friday. Maybe I've just given up. I'm just going to go be distracted the rest of the day with great abandon so I can just play along. Anyway, thanks again to all our listeners. Certainly, Andy, thanks to you for bringing us all together. Thanks to Christine for bringing up these really good questions for the chicken trivia. And, of course, thanks to the chat room chickeneers and to all our listeners for clucking along. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for the radio, chat, and video services. And, of course, always and forever, blessings to you all, and may the flock be with you. God bless everybody.
You know what? I haven't played this in a while. It's Friday. Let's have a little bit of fun, everybody. Cluck along, if you will. Christmas in August.